Welcome back.
I'm glad to be on. Thanks.
Well, thanks a lot. Well, I wanted you to come on and give us the latest with what's happened with the increased funding for Pure Michigan. I know that you were trying to attain funds for the winter campaign and for the spring campaign. As we speak, where do we stand?
Yeah, actually, we got that done last week. The legislature, thankfully, did pass that funding, boosted about $10 million more into the program. So we've got about $15 million for the year now. And what that does is it allows us to do the winter advertising we had planned for January. We'll be able to place that advertising actually this week. Our agency will actually be out buying that advertising in key markets like Chicago and then other markets in Ohio and Indiana. And the second thing just as important, or maybe more important, is that we now can get out and buy the national cable buy for next spring summer early enough to both get on the air in March, which was our goal, but also to get the best deal. I mean, one of the problems we had this year in 2010 is our money wasn't approved until late March. We didn't get on the air until May, which is really later than we wanted to get on. We didn't get as good of deals as we would have gotten if we had bought it earlier. So thankfully, this year for 2011, we're off to a much better start. Winter is back on. We had to skip winter last year because of lack of funds. And also, we'll be able to do the spring summer national cable buy early.
I know that you had been seeking more than the $10 million you got, maybe as much as $25 million that would get you through next year. Are you hoping to get more funding once the Snyder administration takes a hold in office?
Absolutely. You know, we'll be back in January to talk to the new administration, to talk to the new legislature about kind of where we are, because what's not funded for 2011 right now is our regional buy for spring-summer. We can wait a little bit on that. That does not have to be bought as early as far as getting the placements and the best deals. But that's the, you know, the spot radio, spot television, the advertising we run in markets like Chicago and Columbus and Indianapolis. So we haven't got that money yet, and we don't have money for fall this year for 2011 either. So, you know, we're a little better than halfway there, and I think that given Governor-elect Snyder's comments about Pure Michigan, his support for it, and with the new legislature coming in, I think we'll be able to get that done after the first of the year. But, again, the important things as far as timing were done during lame duck last week.
Well, I was curious in why there still are some naysayers. As you and I have talked many times, the Pure Michigan ad campaign is a national award winner. You have evidence that for every $1 you spend, you get $2 spent in traveling in Michigan from folks who do come here. There's a lot of support from the past as well as the incoming governors. But when you look at groups like the Mackinac Center, when you look at Nancy Cassis, there still are folks who are resistant.
Yeah, I think we've had a couple of people, a minority of people who, you know, question it and question the research, which I don't quite understand, because actually at the legislature's request, we ended up doing a validation study of the research that Michigan State did for us, which concluded the studies were both accurate and exactly right on target. So, you know, I don't know what else we can do to convince those few naysayers. I think that the one comment I've heard recently that I think is a little bit of a misnomer is that, you know, well, they think the tourism industry should pay for the campaign rather than the state. The truth is that it's the out-of-state visitors that pay for the campaign. I mean, yes, you know, state funds are used to make the initial purchase, but again, as you mentioned, we've shown time and time again that the campaign actually attracts enough new visitors to Michigan that they're spending in the state, and especially they're paying a Michigan sales tax, more than covers the cost of the campaign. So the, you know, the taxpayer is actually, you know, to the good at the end of this thing. So, you know, I think that, you know, we have an education process we need to start with new lawmakers. We're going to have many new legislators coming in January. So I think that, you know, it's kind of a clean slate, but in general, everyone's been supportive, and even, and I think lame duck proved that even those few naysayers were ready to actually step up and do it.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with George Zimmerman, who's the Vice President of Travel Michigan at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. George, what's the plan for Pure Michigan? Are you going to continue the ad campaigns and using the Michigan-based actors, if you will?
Absolutely. Tim Allen will continue to be the voice of Pure Michigan for our radio and television. And I think that, you know, in some ways, the campaign, though, was launched in 2006, and so we're entering our fifth year, is really just getting going. I think that, you know, what people may or not understand is that I believe we're on our way to creating one of the strongest state tourism brands in the country. And, you know, if you look around the country, there are a few brands that have endured over time, like I Love New York or Virginia's for Lovers. And I think that, you know, there are not that many more that really kind of have hung in there over a long period of time and endured and really had the traction that those have had. And in fact, I Love New York was created in the 1970s, and Virginia is for Lovers was created in the 1960s. So I think Pure Michigan has the potential to be that kind of state tourism brand. And so we're very enthusiastic. And again, doing that national advertising for the third year in a row in 2011 is important to keep, you know, to keep that brand growing and being recognized around the country.
Have you had an opportunity to sit down with anyone from the Snyder administration?
We've talked to some of the transition people, but obviously they're not really here yet. So, but certainly there's communication going back and forth. And again, even the public statements of the governor-elect have been so supportive. So we feel really good about that.
After the first of the year, George, are you going to continue in your capacity as vice president for Travel Michigan?
Well, you know, I hope so. I mean, I am an at-will employee at the MEDC, but actually, I've been here since 2001. I was actually recruited for this job back in 2001 during the Engler administration. And so, you know, I'm, a tourism marketing professional. This is what I do. Actually, I was the Ohio tourism director before I came here. So I'm not so much in the political world as some folks are.
Oh, you made a wise choice. You left the Buckeye land to become a Spartan. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a very good thing.
Let's talk about, before we let you go, what is going to happen with the Pure Michigan stuff that you're selling, all those goods. For folks who haven't heard, as we had a conversation about this several weeks ago, you're now selling T-shirts and bags and all kinds of stuff. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. The Pure Michigan store certainly is open. If you go to anyone goes to Michigan.org, you'll see the link there to the store. And, you know, a couple things. One of the reasons the primary reason we're doing this, and this kind of goes to what we just said, is to enhance and to further the brand itself, the Pure Michigan brand. And so merchandise helps you do that, obviously, by getting it out on shirts and license plate holders and that kind of thing. The other thing is that, you know, that the profits from this go back into the campaign. So it is, you know, helping the campaign. We don't expect this to be a huge part of our budget. It'll never replace, you know, our other funding. But every little bit helps, and that's a good thing. And I guess the other thing is that, you know, these are all American-made products, and where possible, they're Michigan-made products. We just launched, in fact, the last couple of days, we now have 2011 Pure Michigan calendars printed over in the Battle Creek area. We just launched a line of fleece products. We've got a bunch of gift baskets and bags for the holiday season. So, again, if you go to Michigan.org, you can check all that out.
George, do you know how much in revenue that those items have brought in?
You know, since we launched about 6 weeks ago, I think we've sold about $30,000 worth of merchandise as far as gross sales. So, you know, I think it's a good start. We're really adding a lot to the number of items we're selling, so I think that's going to go up over time. And I think especially come the warm weather season, spring, summer, we'll see, you know, T-shirts and caps and that kind of thing really take off.
George, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks. Mm.